Neil, I found you.
Hey, Bird. How you doing?
Notice anything different about me?
Dunno. Have you had your beak buffed?
My beak buffed? No, Neil. Look. I've grown a new wing.
Why? What was wrong with the other one?
Eh? It stuck to your jacket, Neil. Have you banged your head or something?
No, but hang on a minute. It's all coming back to me now.
How long have you been leant against that tree?
I've no idea. Could be 5 minutes, could be 5 days. What's this place doing to me, Bird? I just feel so mellow.
It must be the healing power of Eden, Neil. I mean, look at me. A totally new wing. That's just nuts.
Oh.
Hang on. What's going on through there?
Where?
That clearing up ahead.
Ah.
It's God and Douglas. What are they doing here?
Well, that's spoilt the mood.
How so?
Don't you remember? The last time I saw God, he told me to go fuck myself before ramming a thunderbolt up my arse.
I think his actual words were, oh, do fuck off, Neil.
Oh, right. That's more polite, is it?
Neil, he wasn't in his right mind then. He was very apologetic only moments later.
Was he? I wouldn't know. I was too busy peeling my singed rump off the pavement.
I wonder what they're up to. Eden is very much a relic of God's early dabbling with Homo sapiens. Not sure what would have brought him here.
Oh, shall we go and see? I wouldn't mind catching up with Douglas. He was always the least annoying of the elves.
No, better not. Don't forget, we're all on the run. Let's continue with our plan of lying low for the time being.
Oh, come on. Why don't we at least go and have a peek at what they're up to? Might be something we can use to our advantage.
All right. But let's not get too close. We don't want them thinking we're spying on them.
Even though we will be.
Yep. Even though we will be. Is it time, Douglas?
Just a few seconds more and they should be ready.
Oh, what if we got the proportion of trace elements wrong? What if we misread the schematics when we were constructing the fusion kiln?
Don't worry, I'm sure it's going to be fine, God.
Did we add silicon?
Yes.
Boron?
Yep.
Nickel?
Definitely.
Vanadium?
Yes.
Metabolonium?
Metabolonium?
Oh no, Douglas, we didn't add any metabolonium.
I could be wrong, but I don't think metabolonium actually exists, does it?
You know, you could be right, Douglas. Let me think now. Yes, it definitely doesn't. I think I might have made it up. Oh, goodness, with all this excitement and anticipation, I might have overthought things.
That's totally understandable, God. I know this means a lot to you.
It does, Douglas. It does.
Right. It's time to break the mould. Would you like to...
No, Douglas. I'm all fingers and thumbs at the moment. What with the nerves, you do it.
Okay, here goes.
Welcome, my children. Welcome.
Oh, wow.
Neil. Keep your voice down.
Sorry, but she's just beautiful.
They both are.
Hang on. We're in the Garden of Eden, so...
Just what I was thinking, Neil. These must be the new versions of Adam and Eve.
So God must be having another crack at creating humans. But does that mean he's planning on replacing us originals with these new shiny, unspoiled ones?
Dunno. Maybe.
But that would be the end of humanity as we know it.
Suppose so. Still... It wouldn't be the end of the world.
Well, yes, it kind of literally would be the end of the world, Seagull.
Only for Homo sapiens. All the other creatures would be fine. In fact, given the way that they've been treated by your lot for so long, they'd probably have a big noisy party to celebrate.
But that would be the end of good people like Tasmin.
Define good.
Careful there, Bird.
It's just that not that long ago she was banging...
I mean it, Bird. You're on thin ice.
Well, come on, Neil. Think about it. Does the universe really deserve the likes of your mother? Clive, Tracy, Brian, Miranda, that utter arsehole Greg. Dare I say it, that little obnoxious runt Thomas.
Jesus, Seagull, what's happened to you? Where did you become such a misanthrope? I thought your whole modus operandi was to love and protect all beings, regardless of their faults.
Yeah, well, I suppose when you've knocked around with humans for as long as I have, their collective charms do tend to fade somewhat.
Oh, look, she's walking, or rather, gliding. I've never seen someone move with such grace and poise. She is just stunning.
Yes, look at him. He's so lithe and tall. Just look at the size of his...
Yes, all right, Bird. Hopefully they'll do something about that in a minute. You know, give him a loincloth or something.
Yeah, might be for the best. With an appendage like that, he could easily snag it on a branch or something. But a passing gorilla might mistake it for an anaconda and try and wrestle it to the ground.
It's not that big.
Neil, not so loud.
Anyway, it's not the size, it's, you know, it's how you use it.
And how would you know?
You're funny.
I can't believe it's turned out so well, Douglas. I mean, look at the two of them. They're just perfect.
Yes, I can't quite believe it myself. No dramas, no hitches.
And I couldn't have done it without you, Douglas.
Well, it's very kind of you to say that, God, but I'm sure as the creator of the universe, you'd have got there on your own.
No, Douglas, I assure you, I really needed you here with me on this particular journey.
And what a journey it's been. One minute I'm varnishing dolls' houses and the next I'm converting clay into proto-humans. I just wish Lily and Hugh could have been here to witness this.
Oh, I'm sure we can arrange a visit with them one day.
So, what happens now?
We leave them to settle into their new home. In the way that we've configured their neural networks, they'll soon be talking and laughing together like excitable young lovers. You know, Douglas, I feel so happy and content right now. This really is a very special and untainted place. I'm glad there is such a thing as a happy ending. Looks like God and Douglas are just leaving them to it. I guess it must really mean a lot to God. Like, he's finally had the opportunity to put right an old and nagging fuck-up.
Well, let's just hope he hasn't got any immediate plans to wipe out mankind and repopulate the Earth with them.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awful? An Earth full of beautiful, sublime creatures like these two, living in perfect harmony with all other life forms. How shite would that be, eh? Anyway, let's get back to Uriel. Last time I saw him, he was drunk as a skunk and talking to a holly bush.
Tell you what, you go and check on Uriel, and I'll just, you know, stay here and keep an eye on these two.
All right, if you must. But for God's sake, don't engage with them. No one must know we're here. Oh, Ned!
Ah, hello, cleaner. How's the exciting world of garden plants and accessories going?
Oh, good, thank you. How did you get in? We closed 2 hours ago.
This handy little chap picked the lock. It was, and I quote, a piece of piss.
That's right. It was more difficult breaking into Nan's red room.
Oh, I've been wondering what's behind that large reinforced door.
Well, you would. Being a total arse bandit.
Has Sophie been retired, then?
No, she's still here, but when I am catching up with paperwork, I like to sit here, sans mask, and enjoy some camembert and baguette.
While humming La Marseillaise and reading Proust, no doubt.
Pardon, Director, what are you inferring?
Oh, nothing. It's just, you're not actually French, are you?
Of course I am French! Why else would I be sat here wearing a stripy t-shirt and black beret while smoking a Gauloise cigarette and drinking Pernod? Oh mon Dieu, these cigarettes are certainement très fort.
Anyway, we better not keep you from your special French time. We just need to use your stock cupboard.
Oh, the black hole, of course. Are you thinking of returning to Cosmos then?
Not yet. The Professor and I are taking Thomas here on a secret adventure first.
This place better have dragons.
Yes, well, Thomas, I'm sure there's every chance that...
And not just the crappy fire-breathing ones. I mean the ones that sleep on mountains of gold.
Oh, those, yes, well, yes, we're bound to bump into some of those.
You realise, Thomas, that we will be travelling through an actual black hole.
Yeah, so you said...
Something that no boy your age would ever have imagined was possible.
What's your point?
Well, that in itself is quite an amazing thing for someone like you, with or without dragons.
Are you saying there might not be a mountain of gold with a dragon on it? Because if so, then I'm not going down any poxy black hole.
I can assure you, Thomas, you will not be disappointed. Come on, let's... Hold on a moment. Cleaner, is that the Book of Life?
Oh, yes. I use it to stop my desk from wobbling.
How on earth did you... Well, never mind. Would you mind if I returned it?
Sure, if you have something that can replace it.
What?
It is the perfect width, you see.
Cleaner, please. I don't have time for this.
Okay. Hold on a mo. There you go. It is such a shame, though. Look at my desk, all super wobbly now.
I'm sure you can figure something out. Right, let the adventure begin.
Right, Anubis, so if you could just sign that document there, that'll be the final part of your onboarding process completed.
Okay, so just before I do that, would it be possible to tweak this clause here regarding personal liability?
Okay, so what would you like to change?
Well, due to the risks inherent in adhering to such a demanding schedule vis-a-vis the sleigh delivery system...
Yeah?
Could we just alter the clause to say that in the event of any accidents, Cosmos PLC are fully liable, while I would become immune from any form of prosecution?
Oh, I see. Well, I don't see why not. I mean, you scored very highly in my Santa aptitude test, so I don't see why those legal folks should mind such a teeny-weeny alteration.
Marvellous.
Go, no, form, there we go. Happy to sign now?
Of course.
Great. In which case, I can now formally welcome you on board as our new trainee Santa Claus.
Thank you. It's exciting to be given such an opportunity as this.
Right. So if you'd like to pop down the corridor and see Cheryl in wardrobe, she'll get you fitted in your costume.
Oh, can I not stick with my black robes then?
Oh, no, sorry, Anubis. Your black robe is very slick and cool, and I love the sable fur on the hood.
Thank you.
But I'm afraid it might alarm the children.
Aye, the children, of course. Those young, innocent children.
Because you'll be working in the dead of night, so we wouldn't want them to mistakenly think that something dark and sinister was prowling around the room now, would we?
I see. Of course not.
Which is why Santa has the big red jolly costume, of course.
And the red doesn't scare them then, even though it's, you know, the colour of blood?
No. Red's a really cosy colour.
Right, interesting. And I suppose if there were to be an accident, then blood wouldn't really show up on the costume.
Yeah, exactly. And of course the costume comes with the white beard attachment as standard. So you don't even have to bother growing one yourself if you don't want to.
May, you've thought of everything.
Well, we in the workshop do pride ourselves with covering all the angles, which is why we were voted Best Santa's Workshop 3 years running.
Oh, how many workshops are there then?
Just the one.
I see. Still, that's quite an achievement.
Thank you. Right, you go and get kitted out and I'll begin sorting arrangements for our first training day with the sleigh.
Right, thank you for attending this interview, Miss Death.
Well, I didn't have much choice in the matter. What with a squad of special ops troops pointing their assorted weaponry at my head.
Even so, we appreciate you coming along quietly, Miss Death.
And it's just Death, thank you.
Righty-o. Constable, could you amend the record accordingly, please?
Certainly, Sarge. Removing Miss right now. Miss erased, Sarge.
Constable, is that my pen?
It certainly is, Sarge.
I said you could borrow it, not keep it.
That's all right. I'm still only borrowing it, Sarge.
Seems to me, Constable, that you're wielding it in such an over-familiar way as to clearly signal ownership.
Would you like to borrow mine, Sergeant? You know, anything so we can clear up this matter ASAP.
No, that's very kind of you, Death, but I would rather have my own pen back. Constable?
All right, Sarge. Here you go.
Thank you.
So, about these ridiculous charges of murder against me, exactly what evidence do you have?
Constable, the photos, if you please.
Right, Sarge.
Ooh, gruesome.
Yes, they are not a pleasant sight, are they?
Would you like a cup of tea, Death?
What? No, I'm fine, thanks.
A biscuit? Some crackers with cheese?
Constable, this isn't a cafe, it's an interview room.
Sarge, can I have a quick word?
Now?
Yes.
If you must. Excuse us for a moment, will you?
Sure. Looks like I'm not going anywhere anytime soon.
What is it?
I thought we agreed to employ the good cop, bad cop routine.
I said that we might do that, Constable. I didn't promise anything.
It's just when you presented her with these photos, I took that as my cue to segue into being good cop.
By offering her some light refreshments?
Yeah. I was going to begin with those and then offer to give her a massage.
A massage?
Yeah, nothing too indulgent. You know, just a head and neck.
Listen, Constable, I haven't even started to squeeze her yet.
Oh, right, so you're just playing easygoing cop then? Even though when we discussed this, you did clearly say that I could play good cop.
I'm not playing easygoing cop, Constable. I mean, would easygoing cop have presented her with those grisly photos?
Well, I suppose not. So your current guise is more moderate to firm cop then?
What? No, I'm just being myself, Constable.
Yourself? Right. Interesting strategy, Sarge.
It's not a strategy. Oh, never mind.
Actually, if we're going to be here for a while, I wouldn't mind a cup of tea.
I'll go and sort that, Sarge.
Hang on, Constable.
What?
Let's get back to the interview, shall we?
But you can't offer tea and then not make it, Sarge. That's just impolite.
Nonetheless, Constable, the interview.
Oh, I'd forgotten how uncomfortable it is to travel through one of these portals. Oh, how are you feeling, Professor?
A bit rough, but at least there was no bodily evacuation this time.
Do you usually shit yourself then, Prof?
It's only happened once, thank you, young man. And I was at the time being pursued by a very angry deity.
I don't know what all the fuss is about. That was kind of like being on one of them kiddie rides at the fair. Like the slow-spinning teacups one.
Still, look around you, Thomas. I bet you haven't seen anything like this before, have you?
A room full of doors. We've never been to a hotel before. Mum's boyfriend Colin took us to this huge hotel in Dubai. It's got this massive aquarium full of sharks and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it makes this place look like a right piss-hole dump.
Well, impressive though that might have been, it surely couldn't be anything like this. See all the doors? They go on seemingly forever into the distance. Row upon row upon row.
You're weird, you are. Colin spends a lot of time looking at tarpaulin samples, but it doesn't matter because he makes a ton of money. You, though, going on about lots of doors, that's just sad.
But don't you see, Thomas? Behind each of these doors is a magical world.
Magical worlds? Boring. Seen one, you've seen them all.
So what other world in the universe have you already seen, then?
Epsilus, Mobeam, Phil Calibart 2, the seven planets of the Odoron system.
I've never heard of those.
Well, that's because you've probably never played any sick VR games.
Oh, I see. They're just stupid pretend planets.
Duh. No, they're not. They're vert ones.
Yes, but they're not real. They're just computer simulations.
So? I wish you were a computer simulation, Mr. Soils His Pants. You'd be way more interesting.
Now look here, you little shit.
Professor.
Sorry, Mum.
Why do you call her Mum? Is that some weird role-play sex game you two play together?
It's not Mum, it's Mum. You utter piece
not
of...
Not now, Professor. We need to find that caretaker fellow so that he can find the right door for us.
Ah, there he is.
Hello again. Good to see you back.
Hello. I wonder if you could help us again.
Sure. Where to this time?
The one with the mountain of gold.
Ooh, I'm not sure I know about that one.
Oh, come on, you old fart. It's got dragons and shit too. We'll also need some way of moving all the gold. A forklift truck, a pop-up conveyor belt would work. What have you got?
I do apologise, Mr. Caretaker. The boy means well.
No, he doesn't. The foul-mouthed little...
But you see, he comes from a broken home.
Oh, I see. Poor little tyke. Well, even though I don't normally take too kindly to being spoken to like that, given his childhood trauma, I'll let it pass.
Trauma? I'm the one being verbally traumatised here.
Professor... Please.
Okay, okay.
Thank you for your understanding, caretaker. We're actually looking for the door to Eden.
Eden, you say? Goodness, that one's not been used for a very long time, if my memory serves. I think it's right over by the fish tank.
Ha! You see, Thomas? They have a fish tank too.
Fish tank? You can't get sharks in a fish tank.
No, but I bet I could squeeze you into it.
Professor.
Right then, if you'd like to follow me.
Hang on, Eden. So is that where the gold is?
Oh, yes, Thomas. It's just full of treasure. And you know what? We're all going to have such fun meddling with it. Come along.
Right, Death. Now that you've had more than enough time to study those photos, what do you notice that is common to all of them?
Well, apart from the fact they've all snuffed it via rather brutal and violent means.
Yes, apart from that.
Nice gear change there, Sarge.
Constable, can you just concentrate on note-taking?
I would, Sarge, but I haven't got a...
Here, take mine.
Thanks, Sarge. Is this more of a long-term loan, Sarge, or just a limited lending along the lines of...
Actually, Constable, tea would be great. Why don't you make us all one? All right.
Oh, okay, Sarge.
So, Death, I'm waiting.
Biscuits? Cheese and crackers?
Yes, why not?
Nope, I've got nothing more to add, Sergeant.
Well, what's interesting about all these fatal wounds, Death, is that they were all caused by an incredibly sharp scythe.
Oh, really? And this relates to me, how?
Oh, come on, Death. You're the only one to own such a device. We've had these wounds examined by Sigrun, and she has informed us that the only blade capable of such lacerations would be your scythe.
But I never used the bloody thing. It's just ceremonial.
So you say. However, we will need to take it in as evidence.
Fine. There you go. Now, unless you're going to formally charge me, I think I'll take my leave.
Well, before you do that, I'll also need to take from you your collections diary.
My diary? But that means...
Yes, I'm afraid so. By the powers invested in me, I'm giving you notice of suspension from duty while you're under investigation.
Suspended? But...
The diary, if you would. You can go now, but I assure you, we will be in touch again very soon.
Oh, off so soon?
Aye, I am.
If you just hang on a mo, I can get your tea transferred into a portable cup.
That won't be necessary, Constable.
Oh, but what about these donuts and slippers? Donut, Sarge?
Derek, what's going on?
We're experiencing a sudden surge in the SLU.
Standard life usage? But how's that possible?
Well, either someone's creating a lot of new unregulated life forms.
Right.
Or it's a catastrophic cock-up by the collections department.
You mean a massive leak in life usage?
Exactly. Either way, the core is under huge pressure.
Question is, Derek, will it hold?
I hope so, David. I really do. But... I've diverted as much of the upflow as I can, but it's putting a massive strain on the discharge rates.
Right.
If I can quantize the feed dynamics sufficiently and temper down the exhaust variables, then I might just be able to stabilize it.
No idea what you just said, Derek, but sounds like you've got a good grip on the situation.
What? You didn't understand even the basic stuff around upflow quantization?
Afraid not. But really, doesn't matter what I understand. The important thing is...
But hang on a minute, David. How about when I present my reports to the High Council? Do you understand any of that?
To be honest, no. I use that time to daydream. Anyway, I must get...
You? Daydream?
Well, yes. I'm not a machine, Derek.
No. Of course you're not.
Like anyone, I have dreams and aspirations.
Like what?
Creating a slave army through which I could wield total authoritarian power throughout the universe.
Sorry. Say that again.
Don't be alarmed, Derek. As I said... It's just a silly daydream.
So, hang on, do you think anyone listens to my reports, then?
Doubt it. Right, you crack on with that thing you just mentioned. Meanwhile, I'm going to brief our new leader. Let's see how our Prince Regent handles this new crisis, shall we?
Ah! Ah! Oh!
Did ya?
Did I what?
Shit yourself?
No, I did not. Oh, wow. This place is beyond what I imagined. It's just so...
Boring?
Everything is so boring to you, isn't it? Travelling through black holes and covering incalculable distances. It's just one big yawn to you.
Yeah. pretty much.
And I suppose being here in the most glorious garden in the universe must be, oh, such a big disappointment.
It is. Excuse me, ma'am, but where's the gold?
Don't worry, Thomas. I told you, you won't be disappointed. Hang on. Who's that up ahead?
I'm not sure, but two of them are definitely naked.
Naked? Let's see.
I think you should avert your gaze, young man.
Why?
It's not age-appropriate. What would your mother say?
She'd probably say, why have you kidnapped my son?
Right.
Oh, but Thomas, we haven't kidnapped you. We've just invited you on a big intergalactic adventure.
Yeah, but so far all I've seen is an old smelly caretaker, lots of doors and a big boring garden. Although, now that there's a bit of naked action, things might be picking up.
Hold on. I recognise that third person.
Oh, yes. Isn't that your nemesis, the bookseller?
Yes, it is. What on earth is he doing here?
What's a nemesis?
What? Oh, it's someone who owes you something.
Right. Hang on, that's Dad.
What are the chances, eh, Mum? And we're just the person you want to
discipline. That's right, Professor.
Discipline? What, like, tell off?
Yes, but only in a kind and loving way.
Kind and loving? Gay?
Please, Thomas, we don't use terms like that anymore.
You do if you're happy.
What?
It means happy. I looked it up.
Yes, but I'm sure that in the way you were using it...
How's this possible, Professor? I mean, of all the places in the universe, why would Neil Taylor be here? Unless, of course...
Yes?
It's the fate department at work again. By buffering them up over the years with gifts and special privileges, I knew that it could all pay off one day.
So why would Dad be here with the naked people?
I'm not sure, Thomas. But if you just stay here with the Professor, I'll sneak over there and see if I can find out.
Why sneak?
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to disturb them, Thomas. Not until I've found out what's going on. I mean, your dad and two naked people in a garden? It's all a bit strange, isn't it?
Not if you knew Dad. He's always embarrassing me and Mum. In fact, the other day he tried to hug me. Total freak.
Right. If you two keep out of sight, I'll creep into those bushes and see what I can find out.
So the thing is, Eve, I've travelled far across the starry firmament in a fiery chariot to be here with you today.
What is firmament?
Oh, yes, sorry, that's probably a bit advanced for you linguistically.
What is linguistically?
One at a time, please, Adam. Okay, so, Eve, firmament is quite a poetic word and relates, is to do with the heavens above.
Oh, the stars.
Yes, that's right, the stars. Though, as mentioned, it's a far more poetic, prettier way of saying it.
And linguistically?
What? Oh, I wouldn't worry about that, Adam. If I were you, I'd just stick to the, you know, the basic stuff of naming trees and shrubs and things.
Are you a bird?
Sorry? No, I'm just like you, a person.
But you have bird's wings on you.
Oh, this. Oh, don't worry about that. It used to belong to someone else.
You took it from them. But why?
No. Not deliberately. I would never take someone's wing. That would be really, really, you know, that would be a really bad thing to do. No, it just got stuck there. Here. By mistake.
So why don't you take it off and give it back to them?
Well, I have tried, Adam. I'm not stupid. I don't want to walk around for the rest of my life with a seagull's wing stuck to me.
A seagull? What is a seagull?
Okay, Adam, that's probably enough questions from you for the time being. I'm sure you must have a lot of plants to name. So, do crack on.
I can wait. We have all the time in the world for naming plants. Tell me about seagulls.
Right, Adam, now listen, I'll tell you about seagulls a bit later, okay? Like you said, you've got all the time in the world, so you can probably wait a bit longer for some seagull-related attributes.
What is attributes?
Eve, why don't we, you and I, go for a little private walk together? I mean, it would be great to get to know you better one-on-one.
Oh, I do like to walk, and you do have interesting things to say.
Excellent. In which case, should we just head towards that lovely, romantic-looking, babbling brook over there?
What is babbling?
Leave it.
Come, my love. All three of us will walk together.
What? Does he really need to come with us?
Of course. We are one.
Oh, all right then, Adam, you bloody gooseberry.
Oh, gooseberry. I like that. I think I'll use it for a fruit one day. Thank you, Neil. I'll stick closely to you to learn more.
Well, not too closely, thanks. Not with that thing flapping about. It could take someone's eye out.
Oh, yes. I was wondering what to call it. Eve thought, big tree, because it's so large and wide.
Nah, I think that's overkill, to be honest. Weenie. Yes, weenie would be better, I think.
Weenie. I prefer big tree, my love. Come here now, Adam. And plant your big tree into me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Time out, everyone.
Oh, what's that? I like that.
Oh, for God's sake, get a room.
What is a room?
Where's Thomas?
Oh, he hasn't gone far. We both just needed a bit of space.
You mustn't let him wander off. He might get lost.
And that would be a bad thing because...
I'm formulating a plan, Professor, and Thomas is very much a part of it.
Oh, I see, Director. How exciting. But tell me, in this plan of yours, does Thomas get crushed by some large object or get impaled on a sharp stick?
No, Professor. I'm not a monster.
Oh.
This is Eden, Professor. And as you might recall, the last time I was here, I caused all manner of damage. But it was brought about via stealth and cunning, not large crushing objects.
Yes, of course. Sorry, Mom. It's just the little bastard is driving me nuts.
Don't worry. Thomas will be duly punished. But it will be a punishment that is just one part of my complete revenge package.
Revenge package? That does sound most intriguing. Could you give me a little clue as to how you will be delivering this package, Mom?
Well, all right. Now, don't get too frisky, Professor. I know what you're like. But here's the clue.
So, Professor, how do I look?
Oh, you look gorgeous, Mom. But you know, of course, you looked pretty good even when you haven't transformed into a naked Amazonian beauty.
As I thought, not only have we stumbled on Neil Taylor, we have also caught up with our main prey, Adam and Eve.
I see.
The way the cards have been dealt, we now hold a pretty impressive hand, Professor.
So... why the transformation?
Having witnessed with my own eyes just how smitten Neil is with Eve, it is time to play the honey trap gambit. And speaking of cards, it will be the trap that is guaranteed to bring the whole house of cards tumbling down.
Eternal Strife was written, directed and recorded by Bruce Windward and featured the voices of Angela McIntosh, Mark Crozer, Simon Hook, James Pepper, Katie Southwell and Bruce Windward. Music and sound design by Bruce Windward.